91X News.
It's 14 degrees and mainly sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Courtney Bell. Soldiers, veterans, and ordinary citizens joined dignitaries under gray autumn skies at the National War Memorial today. They were there to mark the first anniversary of attacks that killed two Canadian servicemen.
It was 1 year ago today that Corporal Nathan Cirillo was gunned down at the foot of the National War Memorial. 2 days earlier, Warrant Officer Patrice Vincent was murdered in a hit-and-run southeast of Montreal. Vincent's sister Elizabeth attended today's commemoration and says the ceremony should stand as a reminder to Canadians to always remember those who fall in service of their country.
I think it's something that we always have to remember and never forget.
Governor General David Johnson says the police, first responders, and citizens who responded to both attacks exemplified what Canada is. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
A retired executive with pipeline builder Chance Canada says there's still a glimmer of hope for the stalled Keystone XL pipeline, but it's up to incoming Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Dennis McConaughey says it's been frustrating to see the project in limbo more than 8 years after it was first proposed. He says the Conservatives missed an opportunity to put a price on carbon emissions and smooth the way for the controversial cross-border pipeline to go ahead.
Carbon pricing was the last alternative and accommodation that could have been tried. And I mean, it's still available, perhaps, for our new Prime Minister.
Trudeau has expressed support for Keystone XL, an $8 billion U.S. proposal to help more oil sands crude get to the lucrative Gulf Coast market. The Ontario Nurses Association says hospital patients are suffering and being put at increased risk of dying because of cuts to registered nursing positions. Union President Linda Heaslem-Strood says even though the Liberals claim to have hired 24,000 more nurses since they were elected to government in 2003, more than 600 registered nursing jobs have been cut at Ontario's hospitals this year. Premier Kathleen Wynne says there is a transition as hospitals realize they need fewer registered nurses as the government moves to provide more community-based care. The nurses union says the cuts are leaving hospital patients stuck on stretchers in hallways and closets while others are sent home too soon with little to no community support to provide the ongoing care they need. Education Minister Liz Sandals says no receipts or invoices were provided to the government as it decided to pay teachers unions $2.5 million for extra costs incurred during bargaining. The government agreed to pay the Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation and the Ontario English Catholic Teachers Association $1 million each, as well as $500,000 to the French teachers' unions to compensate them for an extra long process under the Liberal government's new bargaining system. Sandals says she doesn't need to see every bill when doing a cost estimate.
You're asking me if I have receipts and invoices. No, I don't. But what I do have knowledge of is the cost of renting rooms, the cost of travel.
Sandals says the circumstances will not reoccur because in the next round of bargaining, the parties won't have to start from scratch, hammering out each and every clause. The trial of a Toronto police officer charged in the shooting death of a teen on an empty streetcar is hearing audio recordings of what went on that night. The jury at Constable James Frisiello's trial watched silent videos of the incident on Wednesday, but today, for the first time, they hear parts of the confrontation between the officer and the 18-year-old Sammy Yatim. Frisiello has pleaded not guilty to the second-degree murder and attempted murder in the July 2013 shooting. In one audio recording, Frisiello can be heard repeatedly screaming, "Drop the knife," while Yatim can be heard swearing at police. The jury has also watched two cell phone videos today, which were taken by civilians at the scene, in which the 9 gunshots fired by Frisiello can clearly be heard. The jury has heard that the standoff between Frisiello and Yatim lasted about 50 seconds before the police officer let off 2 volleys of shots. 8 of his bullets hit Yatim. The latest trailer for Star Wars, The Force Awakens, was released Monday night, and it already has more than 35 million views on YouTube as of Thursday. The trailer gave Star Wars fans their best glimpse of the movie, which features fan favorites Harrison Ford, Carrie Fisher, and Mark Hamill. Iron Crossan, owner of Need a Hero, comic and collectible, says Star Wars merchandise is in high demand now.
Yeah, any of the merchandise, the comics, everything, Star Wars is just it's going.
Star Wars The Force Awakens premieres December 18th in theaters worldwide. There's something scary happening at Badawa Ski Hill this weekend. Local organization B&R Promotions is hosting their second Halloween run called Run to the Hills 2, The Hills Have Eyes. Megan Pounder reports on some of the challenges organizers are facing.
This 5 to 10 kilometer run is one of many Halloween runs in the area. Event organizer Rich Holland says the growing number of these runs is becoming an issue.
There are so many runs in the area now. Over the last couple years, there's been a lot of new ones pop up, and it makes getting the word out there and getting the registrations in more difficult.
Holland also says the event is in need of more volunteers.
This event is really heavy on volunteers, so we need a lot of volunteers to come on out.
Holland urges people to come out and experience this run.
Come on out and have some fun. Registration starts at 5 o'clock on Saturday. The run starts just after dark. And you're guaranteed to walk away saying this was awesome.
If you love running and, as the event poster says, having the sheet scared out of you, Run to the Hills is the event for you. Megan Pounder, QNET News, Belleville.
That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is up next.
Belleville Transit announces a new route perfect for Loyalist students wishing to get around and get things done. Hourly departures from Loyalist College 7 days a week will take you directly to Bell Boulevard, the Walmart Plaza, Quinte Mall, and back to Loyalist. An easy and efficient way to get to some of Belleville's biggest shopping areas without transferring at the downtown terminal. More info at loyaliststudents.com. Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
QNET Sports. The Toronto Blue Jays took on a huge cost at the trade deadline to acquire left-hander David Price, and tomorrow he will get the chance to pay the team back. Price will get the start in Game 6 of the American League Championship Series at Kansas City Kauffman Stadium. The Jays season will be on the line as they trail the Royals 3-2 in the best of seven series. The Los Angeles Dodgers will have a new manager next year.
Don Mattingly is out as Dodgers manager after the two sides agreed to part ways. Mattingly had 1 year left on his contract. He took over as the Dodgers skipper prior to the 2011 season. He compiled a .551 winning percentage in five seasons with three straight division titles, the only Dodger manager to ever accomplish the feat. But with baseball's highest payroll, the expectations were sky high, and the team won only one postseason series during Mattingly's tenure. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
The NFL has extended its agreement with Wembley Stadium for another 5 years, meaning the league will play at least two regular season games a year at the storied London venue through 2020. The Jacksonville Jaguars will continue to play at Wembley every year throughout the agreement. The new deal was announced ahead of Sunday's game between the Jaguars and Buffalo Bills. A pair of NFC West rivals meet when San Francisco hosts the Seahawks in the NFL's Thursday night game. Seattle quarterback Russell Wilson says the Niners always give them a hard time.
It comes down to NFC West matchup. You know, rivalry, obviously, two tough teams, two teams that very much respect each other and how we play and very similar styles and playing physical football. So there's a lot of respect there.
Louisville basketball coach Rick Pitino says he will not resign amid allegations that former staffer Andre McGee paid for women to strip and perform sex acts for players.
Pitino made his stance clear in a season preview written on his website, apologizing to fans for having to endure the pain of allegations by Katina Powell that McGee paid strippers to perform 22 shows from 2010 through 2014 at Billy Minardi Hall on the U of L campus. The 63-year-old Pitino has denied knowledge of the activities described in Powell's book and says, "Someday I will walk away in celebration of many memorable years, but that time is not now. I do not fight these accusations by others, but rather turn the other cheek." Will Clark, Louisville.
The Picton Pirates face off with the Gananoque Islanders tonight at 7:30 at Prince Edward Community Center. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, today a mix of sun and cloud, high 17 with temperature falling to 12 this afternoon. Tonight a few clouds, low +1, and tomorrow sunny, high 10, cloudy periods with a low of minus 1. At 410, it's 14 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at QNETnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Courtney Bell, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.